Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Speaking of King, we have, I suppose the King, Prince, we have them all here. I'm not sure, we were slotted down to have Kevvy Walters as our guest. I'm not sure he's completely alone. Kevvy, how are you?
Yeah, great, thanks. How are you, gents?
Yeah, very well. Just tell us, paint the picture, where are you?
We're about to come up to the crossing of the border, so Gordy's got our permits ready to go, and we're going to fly through here, I can feel it.
Oh, the border going back into Queensland. How goes the revolution? Keeping the blue coats out, are you, up there in Queensland? What's that? So who's driving, you or Gordon, tell us?
No, I'm driving, yeah, I'm driving. Gordy's the co-pilot. Gordy knocked over about 6 hours this morning, so he's in the navigator's chair at the moment. So,
and how was Gordy behind the wheel of the big Winnebago? Did he handle it okay? It's quite cumbersome.
He's fantastic, yeah. Superb driver.
Is he?
Car person, Gordy, and he loves it.
Well, we called the game last night here, Kevin. He left. I bumped into him down at the Bottle-O. He had half a dozen. How long did it take him to get through those on the trip?
Oh, they were gone by the time he got over to Fox. Yeah. Did he buy some beer before he went across the bridge?
Yeah.
He never told us that.
Oh,
no.
He didn't share those around.
No. Oh,
okay.
And then,
he bought a case.
Yeah. And then we drove up to Newcastle last night and stayed there. Well, I drove up and Gordy was the passenger. And then this morning we got away pretty early. So, yeah, I'm trying to get home to watch the footy again, boys.
Well, Kevvy, it's Fletch here. I was actually at lunch with you yesterday, and you were there for 2.5 hours, uh-huh. And he got one stuffed zucchini flower.
So
when you left, because Kevvy had to work, did you see the photo that we sent?
Yeah, I did. I saw the big pork.
Yeah.
And Gordy's telling me about the duck chips this morning.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
The chips. Chips in duck fat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thrice cooked, not twice.
Yeah, that was a good lunch. I had some lettuce leaves, and as you said, that... what was it that I ate?
It was zucchini flour. And then the gentleman next to you said, get this chili oil in there. Remember? Kevvy's lips just started to bleed.
Kevvy,
and the other lips are
bleeding
this morning. Yeah, go on.
I bet. Bang. I love it. Did you have you liked what you've seen so far with the one referee, the new rules in place?
Yeah? Yeah, I think everybody is loving what they're seeing with the one referee, with the six to go. It's just been some great footy. A lot of fatigue creeping into a lot of teams, and then the skill factor, comes into it as well. So, our game has always had room for the big man and also the small man and the speedier man. So it's opened up the avenues again, which I think is great, yeah.
And the Roosters, they're back. Were you impressed with what you saw last night, Kevvy?
Yeah, very impressed. Obviously, the reigning premiers had a lot on the line last night, and they played accordingly. Particularly their defence was very impressive, even under the conditions that they were in. They looked to be, back somewhat. So, yeah, it was an impressive game from them.
Hey, just on that, I had a bet with Brian Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Fletch, do you remember him?
No, don't know what we're talking about. I do, yes. You gave me 10.5 stars.
I backed the Roosters.
Yeah, with 10.5 stars.
And you backed South.
Yeah.
It was only for $50.
Yeah,
what were we supposed to do with it today?
You're going to give me a tip, your horse that you want.
No. You said whoever wins, they got to put it on a horse. So all you got to do is say the horse that you're going to put the $50 on today, so everybody knows and it's on record, and then I get the winning.
Yeah, of course. So you want me to pick it?
Yeah, you've got to pick it. I was there when the bet was placed.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll pick it. All right, I'm going to go Kembla Race 4, number 2.
Yeah, see, that's you.
I'm serious. You. I'm on. I just got a tip.
He's actually had the form guide here, Gordy, for the last 15 minutes, and he's been going through it with a fine tooth comb.
So might have jumped.
He's dead
Gordy,
serious.
I will do it, and by the end of this show, you, my friend, it's jumped. Well, we saved our money.
I just had a tip. Sydney race 4, number 11 or whatever. Yeah, Soldier or something, and it won too, so I'm pretty happy. Sydney having a bet, and Kevvy's a fantastic driver.
Good on you.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Tony Brassel.
Like an old man, so it's good. Nice and safe.
Does Kevvy like a punt as well?
No, not really. I roomed with Alan Langer for about 10 years at the Broncos, and instead of Triple M being on our radio and we got in the rooms, we had the races on. So I got a bit sick of that. Yeah.
Gordy, just quickly, the Titans, were you a bit disappointed?
Yes and no. So you're disappointed with the scoreline, but I think I caught it with Gerds and, you know, how hard they tried in the new rules. I thought they were more competitive, but I think they tackled for the first 10 or 15 minutes and then that gas come back to hit them towards the end. And, you know, I was more impressed with the Cowboys towards the end of the game and the young halves and the way Valentine Holmes played than I was disappointed in the Titans. You know, even though it's going to be a long year and they got a lot to work on the Titans, I was really impressed with the Cowboys. I thought they improved since when they played against the Broncos and everybody wrote them off.
What do you think the Titans do now, Gordy, after that? They're 0-3 now, and Fletcher's suggested that maybe you go down on a serious note and spend a little bit of time down there and help them out and motivate the forwards. Yeah. Would that be something you might be interested in doing?
I spoke to Fletch the other day, and, like, you know, I didn't need anybody to motivate me, Gerds, and I suppose you didn't, and Fletch and all the guys that get to the top. So part of my plan is you got to motivate yourself. But if the coach ever rang me, I never want to step on anybody's toes, but if the coach ever rang me and said, hey, mate, can you come down and watch us train and give a couple of blokes a tip, of course I would. Mm. And that's any team. But, you know, simply because I love rugby league. But I don't think, because I don't want to be a coach. I don't want to, you know, hang around and, you know, be that old fat bloke that says back in my day, because I can do that on the couch with Fletch on Thursday night and Sundays on Triple M.
Hey, Kevy, does Gordy try to tell you what to do with your Origin sides?
No, we've had some good chats on the road trip about the Origin team and this year's series. I often talk to Gordy anyway about, because he's a good judge of a player and character, you know, which is very important around Origin. So, yeah, we've bounced some ideas around. We like what we're seeing so far from the Queenslanders over the weekend and some big games tonight as well, which a lot of our players will be heavily influenced in. So particularly the Melbourne-Canberra game, that's a big one from a Queensland point of view. Big Josh Papali and co, and young Corey Horsburgh.
Yeah, you got your eyes on Corey, have you, this year, Kevy?
Oh, certainly, mate. Yeah, I believe what he did last year was really good for a young guy, and every team's got to have redhead in their side, haven't they? Yeah. Every team.
And is Cameron coming back, Kev? Or no, we're not sure.
Well, the door's always open. Cameron and GI, for that matter.
Yeah, what about GI?
Yeah.
There
we go. Yeah, here we go. Billy Slater was talking about a comeback as well, somehow, if anyone wants him.
Yeah, don't worry, we got Gal. You're in trouble. We've got Gal, mate. Better watch out. Hey, just before you go, Gordon, your bet is on. I've named it after you. It's Morfettville Race 7, number 7, Domination.
Hey, Joe, that's going to win. That's an omen. That's going to win. Yeah,
exactly. And we got it at $12.50. We got it at $3.50. And
hey, Kevy, just before you go, I understand you're making your Triple M, your commentary debut next Sunday night, the Manly Dogs game.
No, I think is that tonight? Tomorrow night, is it?
Tomorrow night.
In with Gordy and Dobbo, yeah, so looking forward to that. It should be, I'm looking forward to seeing Manly, how they handle it, you know, the new rules, and also, you know, the Dogs need a win, don't they? They'll be very desperate. So you're looking forward. I love working at Triple M. It's great stuff. Go to the M.
Kevy Walters, Gordon Zales, thank you so much. Drive carefully.
Oh, hang on here.
I love it. If only we had a camera in that combi van or wherever they happen to be driving.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.